going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good line by PFT commenter there. Have you not watched The Accountant? Joe Mazzulla on the PMT podcast. Have you not watched The Accountant? I was mostly watching The Town.
Just ripping The Town nonstop. So I think we're figuring out Mazzulla is just a big Ben Affleck guy.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's only two movies, but they are very much starring Ben Affleck. So I don't know if he goes back to like Mallrats, Dazed and Confused days, or this is a little bit more modern Affleck.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I mean, just maybe more like action Affleck.
Action Affleck. So maybe Daredevil. The 2003 Daredevil with where he met his first wife, Jennifer Garner.
Surviving Christmas.
Maybe he's a Surviving Christmas guy.
Ooh, that one I haven't seen.
Yeah, pretty
Surviving
good.
Surviving Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
He shows up. Is that
James Gandolfini?
Yeah, he's at Gandolfini's house.
Yeah, I think he's like a rich guy who's like, oh, I grew up in this house. I want to spend my Christmas here. I'll give you X amount of dollars.
Can I do Christmas here?
Oh.
They're like, well, you're not supposed to be here. He's like, yeah, but I have a lot of money. I guess.
It's like an indecent home proposal is what that was. Okay.
And something goes bad, and then everybody's friends.
Right. Aye.
Merry Christmas.
So a little Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, maybe. So that's Mazzulla. All you need to know, the only reason I played that, with the Celtics title defense beginning, Mazzulla's locked in.
Although. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, Keith, if you're a superstitious man.
I am.
But if The Town has worked so well.
Stick with The Town.
Why are we switching it up with Accountant?
Still Affleck, though. It could be an Affleck thing, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, I got to point this out just because. So somebody on the text line insults your math, which is fine and normally correct.
No, my math is absolutely
so
horrific.
So you said in the 80s they won 3 in 6 years.
Correct. I even looked that
up. To which point.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Jones, your math is so bad.
True.
Celtics won in 81, 84, and 86, which is true.
Yeah, and then they say
they follow that up by saying, that's 3 in 5 years, not 3 in 6. Okay. To which I would say, at this point, it's not math, it's counting, which I guess maybe there's some overlap there. But think, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is how many?
That would be six. I mean, that's six to me.
How is that 5 years,
I don't know.
Sir or ma'am?
I don't know. But
look, that's the worst. Like when you want to correct somebody you're wrong.
But what it is
that hurts. Tough Friday.
People don't quite remember the 80s as well as they think they do when it comes to Larry Bird. People act like the Celtics just destroyed the Lakers for an entire decade.
They barely played the Lakers.
They beat the Lakers one time.
Yeah, right.
They lost to them twice.
Yeah.
Most of their championships were against the Rockets.
They beat the Rockets.
People tend to, they don't quite remember the 80s the way they do. I mean, I was alive for some of it. We were young, Chief.
Sure,
it's not
sure.
Like I was sitting there watching Larry Bird.
Young guns.
But it's like I already feel like I had a better grasp on it than a lot of people who are actually alive watching it. Never mind rewatching Celtic City. But no, that's just simple math.
I just love the idea of a person hopefully pulling their car over, because you're not supposed to text and drive, and be like,
you can do voice to text. You are allowed to do voice to text.
Like, I'm so mad. These guys are so dumb. They don't know how to count to six. You're like, no, sir or ma'am. So, you were wrong. But you wanted on your day just to try to correct us on counting.
Count these off for me.
Yeah.
So they won the finals in 81. That's how many?
That's one title.
That's 1 year.
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody else won in 82.
Somebody else won in 83. They lost the Eastern Conference Finals in 82.
Right. So
that's
they didn't
two.
Win. Yep.
They lost the conference semis in 83. They got Bill Fitch fired.
3 years.
Because they all quit except for Larry
Bird. Dr. J got his title that year.
84 they won.
Yeah.
It's 4 years.
Yep.
They lost the finals in 85.
That's now 5 years.
To the Lakers.
Lakers.
And then in 86, that would be 6 years.
They beat the Twin Towers, though, in 86.
That's true.
In your face, Hakeem.
Yeah. It's not their fault they didn't get the Lakers.
But anyways, 80, and people think they remember the 80s really well around here. It's a little more hazy than you would think. Keith, Celtics or the field going into the NBA playoffs?
So it is a good debate. I'm still taking the Celtics, and my rationale would be I love their chances to win the Eastern Conference. And I like the Cavs. You know me, I like the Cavs more than most. But I have the Celtics almost as a lock to win the East. I think the Thunder are a great team.
Let me stop you.
Yeah.
Forget Celtics or field. Celtics or Thunder. You're picking whom?
Right now, Celtics.
Okay, so that answers it for me then.
Yeah.
If you're picking the Celtics head-to-head against every single team.
And they might not even face the Thunder.
Correct.
And if they do face the Thunder, I'm picking them. So that's my point. It's like I have them in the finals. And so now I think it is a serious debate who's even coming out of the West. And I feel like right now, no matter what team it is, the one that I would say like seven games and like the toughest would be the Thunder. Everybody else I'd have confidence in.
So I would take the field, but that is because I'm envisioning the Thunder there in the finals. Mm. The Celtics, I don't want to say have a free ride. Last year was a free ride. But they have a pretty wide open path until the Eastern Conference Finals. I fully expect the Celtics to be in the finals. The Thunder, I'm not as sure. Like, I got to pick one that I'm betting my life on it. I got to pick one. I feel more confident in the Celtics getting to the finals than the Thunder. But if they're both there, I'm picking OKC over Boston. I understand your point. I would take the field over the Celtics. You guys can weigh in on that at 617-779-7937. Obviously, Jaylen Brown and his injury kind of looming over the whole thing. Yes?
Sorry, but there's another moron on the text line that thinks that 81 to 86 is 5 years. And I'm going to have a hard time. And now Dice is right. This is an old argument. It's different. But Shime and I almost killed each other.
Is it like a calendar year argument?
So then we got into a debate about what's the 90, like a decade? Like, do you start at zero and go to 99? Which is what I would do.
Yeah, I would start with.
So Shime wouldn't, and we ended up, it was awful.
So Shime would go.
So basically, like, the
what
two.
Would Shime zero?
So basically, no, he says like 91 starts the 90s.
90 to 99 is the decade.
Correct. I know. You're a rational person.
Well,
Shime was like, so I was like, Shime.
I'm weakening your argument right now that I'm on your side.
But then he's like, well, the NBA season starts in the fall of, say, 99 and ends in 2000.
Don't
and
overcome.
His big debate, no, we're not doing this, but I'm just telling you. I was like, so Shime, you're telling me one of the best teams of the 90s is the 2000 Lakers. And he was like, yes. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to kill you with a rope.
No, but this is like people who are like, well, the Patriots actually won the 02 Super Bowl.
Oh, stop it.
And I meant to say 02 that time.
No, I know.
They won the 02 Super Bowl because they won it in February of 2002.
No.
They won the 2001 Super Bowl. It was the 2001 season.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't overcomplicate. So are people making a calendar argument that that's actually
I guess they're doing that.
Years?
And so they're like, oh,
I still don't think it's 3 and 5 years.
But from 81 to 86, just know that there were 6 championships won or awarded.
Yeah.
And they won 3. They won half in that 6-year span.
If the Celtics repeat, did they win 2 in 1 year?
Yes.
Did they?
No, of course not. It'd be 2 and 2 years.
Okay, I mean, that's my math.
I know.
Maybe we're the idiots.
We're getting hung up on all the wrong details.
I never totally rule out that we're the idiots, but on this one, I feel pretty confident we're right.
Is that a new segment? Are we the idiots?
Yeah. Oh, that's not a bad one.
That's actually.
Are we the idiots?
Answer is yes every time.
Every time, 100% of the vote.
Honestly?
Yes. Are we the idiots?
Let's add that to the list. new bits. Buying opportunity or sucker's bet.
Yep, I like that.
Are we the idiots?
Are we the idiots?
Yeah. What was the one Hart wanted to play the other week?
Who's the a-hole, right? Something like that? It's something mean.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it.
We'll leave that one in the afternoon.
Yep.
Let's get to some phone calls here. A lot of thoughts on Jason Tatum. Is he underappreciated? Kelly is in Amherst. Get us started today, Kelly.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I think Tatum is underappreciated. I think there's a couple different points you guys covered. One of them was how many titles is it going to take to get respect? You know, we all saw him with the what are they going to say now? Even at that moment, I was like, bro, they're going to say stuff, you know. I would bring up the example of they call him on the internet LeBum James. I don't know if you heard of him. I believe he has 4 rings now and counting, and people still say stuff about him all the time. So they're just always going to talk trash.
No, he has 4. He has 4. Take away his bubble. Please don't. We are already having enough trouble with math. Don't take away hard-earned championships.
Not my champion.
That's the show's goat, Keith.
It's not. You keep saying that. You and Terp like him.
That
me,
is
Billy,
the
and Nick do not.
Okay.
Three greater than 2. I think we can all agree on that.
Okay, Pure Hoops, though.
Does he get extra votes?
No. Pure Hoops is me, you, Terp.
Billy and Nick.
I mean, they don't leave. Earmuffs back there, Billy
and
Nick.
They don't leave. What a slap in the face to these guys.
You're out
putting in the work.
That's the That's the show's goat. You've been outvoted.
Yeah. You're a hoops.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What was I going to say? Oh, so this is what I reject. When people are, is Tatum underappreciated? Maybe. Probably.
I think he is.
Is it personal with Tatum? Celtics fans act like it's like people have a personal issue with Tatum. And I would agree with Kelly and Amherst on this. Way better players than Jason Tatum, or way more established players than Jason Tatum, have had to deal with the same crap that Tatum. This is not unique, is my only point. People act like Jason Tatum's the only player who gets disrespected.
Right.
No. Much better players than Jason Tatum. The show's greatest player of all time. Mm. LeBron James still gets that level of criticism from people like you over there.
The NBA is, it's sort of like, it's the best thing and the worst thing about it is the players are real superstars and they get discussed all the time and picked apart all the time. We're like, nobody's really doing that in the NHL. Nobody's really doing that in Major League Baseball as much, right? It's more football, and in football, it's almost 90% of the time quarterbacks.
Yep.
And then in basketball, it's all the star players. And so I'm with you. Kevin Durant, you think Kevin Durant has like a, everybody just views him like, oh, yeah, great player, great scorer, great player, two-time champ. No, it's like, oh, he had a team up with Curry. He had a team up with all these guys. Like, he should have won more. People rip Durant. People like me rip LeBron. Curry got ripped for the most part until he won Finals MVP. I think that's kind of backed people off a little bit. He won before Durant and after Durant. So I think people have kind of cooled on Curry maybe a little bit. But, yeah, everybody else. Of course.
Just the idea that it's like, oh, people just hate Tatum.
It's
not about Tatum.
We just hear that, and we bring that up more because we're not going to sit here and debate Kevin Durant every day on a Boston show.
Right. But he far better players than Jason Tatum, far more established players than Jason Tatum, have dealt with the same exact thing. So it's not unique to him is the only thing I would point out, and I'd agree with Kelly on that. Mike is in Nashua. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Jones, earlier you said that if the Celtics repeat, they'd pretty much owe Jason Tatum an MVP.
Well, I think that's how that's how the voters will look at it. They'll look at it as, well, he didn't win it last year. They won another title. I think they'll almost give him the MVP by default, unless he is horrifically bad. But I'd be shocked if they win again and Tatum's not Finals MVP, especially because he's been putting up a stink about it. I don't know. I mean,
just because he whines about it, but does it devalue it? Because he doesn't deserve it.
I don't know.
Why would he get it?
Do we devalue Eli Manning's Super Bowl MVPs? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he deserved those.
Right, but do we devalue them?
I mean, he has them. Like, the quarterback just always kind of gets it. And I agree with you. I think the best player normally gets it.
But my point is, when you talk about Eli Manning, he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
We can nitpick that if you want. I think most people, though, here in Boston, we probably nitpick
it more. You're asking the wrong guy.
But most people are like, he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP, yeah. And you just move past it. So will it be devalued? I doubt it. And I would be stunned. That doesn't mean he's earned it. I got to watch the games and see how it plays out. But I'll tell you right now, if they repeat,
if it's close,
it's like 99% chance he's going to be the finals MVP almost regardless of how he plays.
So since Paul Pierce won it in 08, here yep. are the finals MVPs. Okay. Ready?
Let me hear it.
Kobe, Dirk, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, Andre Iguodala.
Kawhi Leonard, by the way, with Duncan, right? So that Duncan was
old Duncan.
But yeah. Even that one was a bit
passing of the torch a
yep.
little bit.
Keep going.
Andre Iguodala so that was stands out big yep. time. LeBron. Durant, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron, Giannis, Curry, Jokic, Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, he's not going to not win two in a row. That's right. Not going to happen.
Right.
So if they win again, he'll be finals MVP.
I guess outside chance, the only one standing in the way is if Jaylen Brown is healthy and goes crazy, then you're like, I don't know, like he's another all-star. Well, like he's already won the award.
If Jaylen wins two straight finals MVPs.
Oh, we got to readjust everything.
Then I strike everything from the record. but I got to be honest, I can't see that happening. This is our buddy Neil up in the van in Maine. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm in Boothbay Harbor today, as I'm calling you.
Nice.
So listen, with Tatum, I think Tatum's problem, or not his problem, but his mannerism. He's not a hot button. He doesn't move the needle. He comes to work, he does his job, and he performs well. He doesn't get trouble. He doesn't allege.
Too much credit for.
Okay? No.
But to Neil's point, Keith, I'll make it for him. Does Tatum's personality, is that part of the reason why, his personality or lack thereof, is that part of the reason why he's easier to overlook? And the comparison would be
Duncan and Kawhi.
Duncan, like, does Duncan
Kawhi
get,
similar, though. Kawhi, okay. like, doesn't really, he's an unbelievable player.
But
and
does
he kinda,
Duncan not get his due as an all-time great player in part because he was such a bore? Maybe.
I think so. I think now that his career is over and people really stack it up, I think, again, not everybody's going to agree on everything. But I bet a lot of people have Duncan maybe in their top 10. But you got to really like think about it because he wasn't, you know, an in-your-face personality. Now, Tatum's in a lot of commercials. He's in more commercials than like Duncan ever was. Like national commercials?
Probably, yeah.
Tatum's a good like pitch man, I guess, for that sense because he is safe.
He's pitching stuff. I don't know how good of a pitch man he is, but he's pitching stuff.
No, I guess. But like in this day and age, I don't think they're as worried about him being like, oh, like, imagine if you had, like, a big campaign behind John Morant, and then you're like, oh boy. Maybe now this guy's throwing fake grenades in the crowd now. Like, come on. So, I get he's safe in that sense. You're right. He's not, like, this big dynamic personality or anything like that. But, yeah, I bet that factors in a little bit. Some of these other guys are a little bit more talkative. They show off their personality. It's easier to kind of maybe like them.
That was part of Stephen A's commentary, yeah, and I think there is something to that. I mean, he's much more Duncan and much more of a bore. Than some of these other superstars. So that might work against them. Is that fair? I don't know. But we can get into that. 617-779-7937. Is Jason Tatum properly appreciated in this town, Celtics or field? Both those on the table for you. How many years did it take for the Celtics to win three championships in the 80s? It's a raging debate that we can continue to get into. Plus, the top five Friday here on Jones and Keefe. What are the best Patriots draft picks since 2001? We'll do that next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.